Welcome. We pray that you will be encouraged and uplifted as you listen to this message entitled, The Power of Words, Part 2.
Father, thank you for the word tonight. I pray that it will continue to impact people and make a definite change in how they look at the power of words. Amen. Mouth control. Does that sound like anything that anybody in the building needs? Well, some of you were here last night, this morning, and you came back for more, so you are the brave bunch, I'll tell you. I've been sharing with the people that have been here that to me this is more than a message, and I teach all the time, and I don't always say this, so listen up. I really believe that this is a mandate from God, and I think it's something that is very vital for the times that we're living in. There's a big push for Christians to walk in love, and worldwide people are talking about justice. And two of the main scriptures that they use is Isaiah 58, about the fasted life that we should live, and how God says, I want you to take part of what you have and help hurting people, give it to the oppressed, the needy. But he also talks about being careful about the words of your mouth. In Isaiah 58:9, he says, if you'll get some mouth control, you're going to get a lot quicker answers to your prayers. Now, that's not the way he says it, but that's what he means. And because I've already mentioned it twice, I'm not going to take the time to go over it. In James 1:26-27, the Bible says, if your religion is really real, if you're really spiritual, then you're going to bridle your tongue. And he says, you're going to be helping the widows and the orphans in their affliction. So we see the same thing again, once in the Old Testament, once in the New, that if we're really pleasing God, if we're really truly spiritual, if we're really living a fasted life like God wants us to live, then there's a couple things at least that are going to be happening. One, we're going to be watching our words, and two, we're going to be meeting felt needs. Both of those are the love walk, by the way. Love is not just a word that we should throw around and love everything from God to I.